Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hey, it's Paris. I'm here with Danny, and it is day one of Gamescom, and there are a lot of people watching us right now because we're at the Xbox booth, but I have someone here that has some news that just broke. Mm-hmm. So, Jason Ronald, can you please introduce yourself, and let's talk about the news.
Absolutely. I'm Jason Ronald. I'm the Vice President of Next Generation, and we're excited to announce that next week for Xbox Insiders, we're bringing a brand new feature that brings the benefits of digital to those players who own physical discs. Because we as players, like, we built our libraries over many years. You know, some of us have bought physical discs, some of us have digital discs, and most of these games are playable across generations. So we just want to make sure that players are able to play their games however and whenever they want to play them.
And why now was the right time for that? And also, can I do that also with my older 360 original Xbox games too? Or is this more like the current ones?
Yeah, so this is just part of our game preservation initiatives. Mm-hmm. Just like we recently announced original Xbox games are now playable on PC and handheld. This works with most Xbox One and Xbox Series X titles. We'll add more over time, and this is part of why we're going to launch it into Insiders, so that we can get the feedback from the community. It's just our commitment to game preservation and just thinking about the future of play and enabling your library to move forward with you wherever you may be.
So I think my biggest question about this is, okay, I put the disc in, it's going to make it digital, I can take that with me. So if I hand my buddy my disc, mm-hmm. they borrow it, what happens then if they go to their Xbox? Does that now convert it to digital for them and I lose the license, or how does that work?
So we recommend that players keep their discs because the digital license is actually tied to the disc itself.
Okay.
So if you give the disc just like a physical disc, if you give the game to somebody else, mm-hmm. they have the opportunity to claim that digital license. So the goal is just it acts very similar to how a physical disc works.
And then I'll follow up behind you, but one follow-up to that. Let's say I lose the disc completely.
Mm-hmm.
I have that digital copy, so I have that permanently tied to my Xbox account is.
Yeah, that digital entitlement is tied to your account, so you just don't need the disc. So you can keep your disc, you don't lose anything, you can continue to like celebrate your physical collection, you just don't need the disc anymore because it's tied to your account.
So how about those that had Xbox Series S,
mm-hmm.
that they can't play those discs on there? So how...
Yep.
Have you guys worked on plans for that too?
Yeah, so you can put it in any console, whether it's an Xbox One or an Xbox Series X, any console with a physical drive, you can go and do it. And if you're logged in with your account, that's where we actually do the linking to your account.
What about PC opportunities too, no?
So nothing to announce today, and as you guys well know, like the PC ecosystem has been digital for a really long time, but we have a lot of things that we're thinking about for the future of game preservation, so nothing to announce today.
So last one for me, so this will be Xbox One and Series X, mm-hmm. S and X games. You said thousands that you're starting off with, you'll add more over time. I think my biggest question is, will there be any potential limitations with third-party games as far as additional games coming in the future?
So we have partnerships with all of our partners, and so part of this is also learning from them. And so that's why we're launching with thousands of games at the beginning, and over time we expect we'll add more.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. What about those that have multiple discs in the older days? How's that process going? Like, let's say... Blue Dragon,
mm-hmm.
multiple discs on that one. Lost Odyssey, multiple discs on that
one. So today it only works with Xbox One and Series X generation discs, but it's really just the primary disc. So disc one, you put it in, that's actually how we identify it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't have anything to announce about Xbox 360 or OG discs at this point.
Anything else, Paris?
I know we're talking about disc to digital today, and you'll have more to say in the future, but I will have to say, how's your Gamescom been so far?
Gamescom's awesome. I love Gamescom. This is one of my favorite shows. It's the biggest show. We were just talking about it beforehand. Like, people don't understand the scale of, like, the community and the fans. This is also where FanFest started, so we're really excited for FanFest tonight. I just love being here in Germany and in Europe with all the community.
Same, and I have to say this is media day, so this isn't the public, but if we could turn this camera around and you would see how many people are here right now, it's amazing. But Gamescom is always amazing when I get a chance to come out here. Now, Jason, I know this is all we're talking about today, but we have a lot to talk about in the future.
We have a lot to talk about in the future.
So excited for that. So thank you so much for taking some time.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much.
No problem.